Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On talk radio, news, and television, you will hear something about our present economy or our growing national debt. While some experts project that the economy is mending, others project that we have not yet hit our lowest point. Regardless, as the national debt and levels of unemployment rise, so do the levels of personal debt and anxiety. In today's reading, St. Paul discusses another debt, but one which we are not so accustomed to hear, the outstanding debt to love. Although monetary debt stings us with its own anxiety, the outstanding debt of love may not always bother or faze us. St. Paul exhorts us, let no debt be outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Previously in this chapter, St. Paul addressed the Christian's responsibility within the kingdom of the left, the obligations all Christians have to obey earthly rulers and to pay taxes within the given country or state. But now Paul specifically addresses how Christians demonstrate their integrity by living a consistent life of love with all people. Because as St. Paul says, he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. Last week, during vicarage and call services, there was a strong admonition to love. And here St. Paul spells out two reasons why. Why? Because the time is short until Christ comes again. And number two, the greatest evidence that one is in Christ and that Christ dwells in them and in us is revealed in the way we behave toward others. Integrity is a very important quality for leaders, and it is one which must be demonstrated again and again, even though it might be tested. And if a pastor or a deaconess is a genuine model of loving integrity, then people will follow. To lovingly lead means to sincerely care. People know you love Christ when you love them. Now, none of us certainly realizes that we ever love perfectly here on earth. However, that does not give us license to avoid it either. Paul says, love your neighbor as yourself. But that's the problem. Our love is always falling short, isn't it? Instead of not keeping a record of wrongs, we tend to etch them into our memory. Instead of patiently bearing with one another, we are impatient and rude. Instead of putting the best construction on everything, we disrespect the reputations of others with unkind words. In light of this ugly reality, St. Paul says, put aside the deeds of darkness. Put off the deadly leather garment of Adam, your sinful nature, and put on the armor of light. That's where our comfort and hope is, in the Easter message of Christ. Even though we cannot ever pay our debt to love, it is always paid in Him. Jesus has loved you and me completely and fully and perfectly. In flesh and blood, God the Son shares all the riches of the Father's love with us, by embodying in himself unconditional love for sinners and fulfilling the whole will and law of God for us. As Lutherans, we are prone to accentuate the passive obedience of Christ, that Jesus suffered and died on the cross for our salvation and rose again for our justification. Christ's loving, active obedience with the new clothing bestowed in baptism is also to be emphasized. That's why Paul says, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus, which means to put on Christ. And Luther says we can put on Christ in one of two ways. We can either put it on with the law or the gospel. According to the law, we put away the loveless acts of adultery, murder, and coveting. But according to the gospel, Luther says it's a matter of rebirth, recreation. In other words, Christ is put on you. His innocence, his righteousness, wisdom, power, salvation, life, and spirit. And St. Paul elaborates on this clothing in Galatians when he says, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. The paradox we learn today is this. Our debt to love is never fully met. However, it is also fully met for us in Christ. Christ's perfect love washes us, and he fills us with his love. And his love now permeates through his body, the church. He distributes his love through all the baptized, clothed in Christ. For also, as Luther says, when you have put on Christ, his righteousness and salvation, then you also put on his imitation. Each day may our prayer be, grant to your people that they may love what you command and desire what you promise, that our hearts may ever be fixed where true joys may be found. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.